I'm Joy Cardine with you on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 9.5 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Thursday, November the 1st. Hope you didn't get tricked last night and that you don't eat too much of that leftover Halloween candy today. We will be talking about media coverage this hour. First, media coverage of protesting the war in Iraq. After 7:30, media coverage of the presidential race so far. We'll start off with a journalism professor who is disappointed with the media coverage of recent coordinated anti-war protests in about a dozen American cities. And we will wonder, are the media ignoring these rallies against Iraq because of their low turnout, or is the turnout dampened by the lack of news coverage? Our guest wonders about the lack of coverage and says the media also have a duty to inform citizens about events like this, these protests, and we will wonder if you agree or not, what thoughts or questions you have about media coverage of the recent anti-Iraq war protests or anti-war activities in general. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. If you're in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Please include your first name and your community with your email. Our guest is Jerry Lanson, a professor of journalism at Emerson College in Boston. He is the author of a recent op-ed that appeared in the Christian Science Monitor, War Protests, Why No Coverage? And he joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. How are you?
Great. Thanks for being with us.
It's a pleasure.
What prompted your piece?
My piece was prompted by the fact that I had seen a piece on a internet site, commondreams.org, which mentioned this National Day of Action that would have protests in cities all around the United States against the Iraq War. And I said, oh, that's interesting. And then I started looking in my local newspaper. I get the Globe and the Times at home. The Globe, I live in Boston, and the Times, of course, a national paper. And I saw nothing. And so I started looking around on the Internet, and I still saw nothing, except in alternative media. And to me, that seemed wrong. I mean, we obviously have a presidential election going on. We have Iraq is probably the preeminent issue in that race. And when there's opportunities to discuss it, it seems to me the news media should be doing that.
Yeah, and you participated in that protest in Boston?
I did, I did, and I want to say that if I were a working journalist, I wouldn't have, and I gave it a lot of thought. I wrote the piece and identified myself as having participated, in fact, called the Monitor to tell them that because I didn't want to hide that. I haven't protested in many, many years, about 40, but I feel strongly about the direction that the war is going in, or lack of direction, it seems to me, so I decided to march.
Yeah, and then was it a big deal? I mean, were there a number of people there?
It was a pretty mellow crowd, I might say. It was estimated in the Boston Globe at 10,000. It might have been a few thousand less than that. These estimates are hard, but it was a good, exuberant group of people. And I thought they had a serious message, and I think that if we're going to have a real dialogue in this country about the war and really engage in what's going on, we have to cover it and the people at home who are thinking about it.
Yeah, and then the coverage in your local paper was
non-existent. The Globe did have a short piece the day after, nothing in advance. The Times had nothing, period, that I saw. And there's ways of doing this without promoting a movement, which isn't the press's role. I mean, for example, you can take a news event. I don't have to tell you, this is something called the News Peg. There's going to be this national march. Do a piece on the graying of the anti-war movement. Do a piece on where have all the kids gone. Do a piece on the vets who are or aren't participating in the movement. Do a piece on how the movement has changed from the 60s and now. And you can use that to then get people engaged and decide whether they want to join the protest or counter-protest, if you will, but at least be engaged in the issues of the United States.
Yeah. I thought I saw just a real quick voiceover story on television. I think it was on one of the national networks about the I saw people, pretending they were dying in the streets. It was a die-in at either San Francisco or Chicago. Did you note anything about the broadcast news coverage of those protests last weekend?
I confess, because I really was looking and trying to follow it on the print media, and I teach full-time, and I'm a busy mm-hmm. guy at some level, so I knew that I couldn't get a complete set of transcripts of those. The sense that I have just, you know, flicking through the channels was I didn't pick anything up. I'm sure there was some coverage. You know, it's always a great risk to say zero. Mm-hmm. But I did look at LexisNexis, which is a database. I looked at Google News, news.google.com. Mm-hmm. There were 104 hits in all of the weeks before, and almost all of them, with a couple of exceptions, Seattle Times, the Orlando Sentinel, were in independent media.
Yeah.
So there's very little coverage before the event, even though it was billed, again, as a National Day of Action.
We are talking with a journalism professor who says the coverage of last weekend's anti-Iraq war protests was lacking, to say the least, and he's wondering why. And we wonder if you, too, think the news media aren't paying adequate attention to protest events like this. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890, or talk at WPR.org. Jerry Lanson is a professor of journalism at Emerson College in Boston, and I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. Coming up after 7:30, the 2008 race for president has been winnowed down to 5 candidates, and the media are responsible, according to our guest. We'll talk about media coverage of the presidential race coming up after 7:30. Right now, we're talking about media coverage of Iraq war protests with our guest, Jerry Lanson, professor of journalism at Emerson College, author of a recent op-ed piece that appeared in the Christian Science Monitor, War Protests, Why No Coverage? And that's what we're wondering this hour or this half hour. Our first caller is John in Oshkosh. Hi, John. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a point. To sit back and say what the news should and should not have on the air or in the newspapers is really just limiting your speech, your right to free speech. And I think they should be able to report what they want anytime they want, when and where they want. I want to thank you for my time.
Well, thank you for calling. It's not up to you and me, Jerry Lanson. It's up to the press.
Well, I certainly respect what the caller said, but I do want to make a point back, which is that silence doesn't get people to think, and journalism should. One of the interesting things about journalism, it gets people sometimes engaged who disagree. And one of the single best note that I got after writing this article was from an engineer who identified himself as a, quote, Christian conservative from the Midwest, if you want a label, is what he wrote. And he went on to say that when he saw the article, he was inclined to dismiss it. One more blue state liberal, et cetera, and he's an engineer, and he calculated 100,000 people really is nothing in a country of 300 million. But then he went on to say how he started thinking and wondering, who are some of these people? Why would people want to get engaged? And he ended by basically thanking me, not for because he changed his mind, but it had led him to think. And so I wrote back to him. And that's how dialogue starts, and that's how you reach public policy, when you begin to reach some kind of agreement. We live in a country of conflict, and my feeling is some of the reason the press doesn't cover this is because that's our model, and because perhaps there isn't enough civil disobedience, but it's a shame that you have to practice that in order to get press coverage. Back to the caller, I don't think he's wrong. The press can, should, and will cover what they feel should be covered.
Yeah. Here's a Wire story that maybe this will give a little bit of an indication of the coverage. This is Dateline Chicago. Chicago police say about 5,000 people marched through city streets Saturday to protest the war in Iraq. Chicago police spokeswoman Joanne Taylor says 3 protesters were arrested before the march started. Taylor says among the 3, they face charges including resisting arrest, failure to obey a police officer, criminal damage to property, and aggravated battery to a police officer. The Chicago war protest was one of 11 taking place in U.S. cities on Saturday, including New York, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. And that's it. What do you think?
Well, I think it shows again that we have a model of conflict in our news media, and it's been used effectively, obviously, over many, many years in protest. from Gandhi on, although that was not our news media, Martin Luther King, Ron Kovach during the Vietnam War. I think, though, that it's a shame. There's another model of journalism known as civic journalism, and that model attempts to foster discussion. We often, I think, sort of devolve into screaming matches in this country today, and I think that if the news media cover not just the war, but important issues of civic concern in a way that leads people to engage in them, perhaps we can get beyond that. I don't think we're there right now.
Next, we'll go to Kathy in Greenfield. Hi, Kathy. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. We protested before the war in Chicago, and that was really not covered. From our pictures, it looks like about 600 people before we ever invaded Iraq. We also went to Washington, D.C. in, I believe it was October of 2005, and when we were there, the Amtrak system in the East Coast was down for the day because a crane hit something and took down the whole Amtrak line that would take people into Washington, D.C. at 5 a.m. that morning. None of that crane incident and the fact that protesters were on the route to Washington, D.C. and unable to get there was covered. The only time I really saw Iraq protest coverage that seemed adequate was the one day that more protesters were out there than on any worldwide than on any given day before or during the Vietnam War.
Yeah. So do you have any theories, Kathy, as to why this is?
I think before the war, the Bush administration had set the tone such that if you were to report against what the government was doing, you were and I do think that a lot of journalists lost their jobs because of reporting and the pressure that came down after.
Jerry Lanson?
Well, you know, this is where I think I disagree on that. I don't believe that journalists are not covering the issue because of fear for their jobs. I think there has been a muting effect that's been caused by this administration and the basic refrain, you know, you're either against the terrorists or you're for the terrorists. I don't think it's a fear of people losing their jobs as much as it is a caution. And I think we're at a time when journalists need to be not less cautious but more aggressive in seeking out the truth, and it's a time instead when they're sometimes, and again, I don't know whether this is because of models of journalism, I don't know because it's budget cuts, because there have been a lot of budget cuts, I don't know because of its new formats, I think they're being less aggressive in covering and following issues of importance. But I don't think people are losing their jobs because, you know, they covered a protest. No, I don't believe that.
Yeah. Do you think newspapers, just to pick on newspapers, but it's all media, I guess, think people are more interested in the, you know, the latest from Britney Spears more so than they are reading about the latest anti-war protest?
Well, you know, I think there's some of that, but I think it also is easier and it's cheaper. I mean, it's real easy to follow the saga of Britney Spears or Paris Hilton or of O.J. Simpson. And to some extent, I think people get trained that that's what they follow in the news because that's what they're given. So it becomes a sort of chicken and egg scenario, which means that news of real importance to people's lives gets lost. It's getting forgotten, and it's certainly not being covered as aggressively. I don't believe it's being covered as aggressively as it was in the past.
I'm still trying to figure this out, though, because our last caller, Kathy, was talking about pre or earlier Iraq war protests when
Right. Maybe
there was not as much opposition to this war. Now there's a vast majority of people are opposed to this war, and why wouldn't it be different today than it was then? You know what I'm saying? Why wouldn't there be more coverage?
Well, I'll give you an historical analogy. It's not historical, but it goes back to the first Gulf War. I was on the desk at San Jose Mercury News at the time. I was in the Bay Area, which is a pretty liberal area, And when the war began, there were protests, significant protests in San Francisco, and the paper covered them, and they covered them on the front page. And there was quite an uproar from readers, why are you putting those antis on the front page? And never again during that war, which was a very popular war and ended fairly quickly, were protests on the front page of our paper. Never after that. So, there is some fear, I think, on the part of editors and news directors of being seen or being painted as taking a position, and particularly a position that is, in quotes, anti-American. I see it as covering the news, and I see it as covering the news in a country where there's a pretty wide range of views. Why this is not being covered now, I don't know, and this was the question I started my piece with, whether that's because people have become complacent and therefore the news media aren't covering, or whether the news media have either pulled their punches or become bored with the war, which would be a real shame because there are people dying there every day and we're spending $300 million a day, is one figure I've seen. That would be a shame because there's a lot of other things that could be done with that money.
Bob in Milwaukee. Hi, Bob.
Hey, good morning. I think one of the big reasons why the press, why I'm disappointed the press isn't covering these protests as well as a lot of other things, is that, you know, the press gets certain privileges because, you know, they're referred to as the fourth estate, and they get special privileges precisely because they have a function of protecting the public. They're sort of a separate set of eyes, an objective set of eyes that watches the actions, not just the public, but the government and everybody else, and kind of is there, and it's good that everybody knows that they are watching. As soon as they stop watching, we're all in a much more dangerous situation because there's no set of objective eyes that's out there watching everybody's actions.
Mm-hmm. Jerry Lanson?
Well, Bob, I love the word you use, protecting the public. I see the press's role as informing the public, which is a form of protection. And I agree with you that when I went through graduate school, that concept of the press as a watchdog of government was foremost in what I learned. I don't know whether today's press sees itself primarily as a watchdog of government, but I think it needs to be because I think we're a much healthier and more robust country when it is.
Tom in Green Bay, we're almost out of time, Tom, so can you be brief?
Sure. There's a case called that was decided in 2003 in Florida, Acres versus Fox News, wherein basically the federal district court said the news networks, in this case Fox, but there were a lot of amicus curiae, friends of the court case, briefs on the part of
not brief enough. What's the main point?
Long point. Jesus. We have propaganda. Acres versus Fox says the news can lie. They lied about BGH in that case, and they fired reporters. They got reporters in that would tell untruths about BGH. We have a corporate press.
We have a corporate press. It's not a free press, said Jerry Lance in less than 30 seconds.
I don't agree.
Well, that was quick. All right. Thank you very much for being with us. Jerry Lanson, professor of journalism at Emerson College in Boston, author of a recent op-ed, War Protests, Why No Coverage, that appeared in the Christian Science Monitor on October the 30th. We thank him for being with us, and we hope you stay tuned. We'll talk about media coverage of the presidential race after the news.